is from Psalm 111. The following words: the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The psalm instructs us on the importance of faith. Fear of the Lord is just another expression for faith. Faith is the relationship between us and God. Through faith, we have everything that we need, such as the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life. In summary, faith is everything. With faith, we have it all. Without faith, we have nothing and are nothing. That's the importance of faith. The fear of the Lord is defined as a relationship that accords the Lord glory and honor and strength and power, and his supremacy over the whole universe. The fear of the Lord is a healthy relationship with our Heavenly Father based on trust, based on complete openness and love with Him. That is a gift from God. We cannot produce, come up with this faith. It is given to us by God. And it is given to us in two ways: either through holy baptism or through the Word. We call those the means of grace, the ways by which God's grace comes down to us. So through the means of grace, God builds faith in us. He gives us faith at baptism, even if we are unconscious yet of what's happening. We might sleep through the whole thing. It's okay, because everything behind faith is done by God. It's none of our own doing. It is a 100% gift from God. It's not even deserved or merited in any way whatsoever. It is all the Father. That is why it makes sense to baptize babies. Some people say, but faith is an intellectual exercise, so I should be able to understand. Faith is not an intellectual exercise. You could say that if you could then justify to me why a perfect and holy God would offer His own Son in our place. We who rejected Him, we who didn't want anything to do with God, God still comes after us. We are always welcome in God's heart. That cannot be understood rationally, not in my logic, but that's God for you. He sent His Son to die for us, that we might have a relationship of Father, Son, Father, Daughter with Him. And through that relationship, He nourishes us and He takes care of us. He calms our fears. He gives us serenity for the walk of this life, which you and I know can be quite bumpy, can be quite painful. It can be a very thorny road. But God gives us faith and then nourishes this faith through constant meetings with us, like tonight. He nourishes our faith through His Word, and He nourishes it through Holy Communion. And in partaking of that, our faith is made stronger. And when we exercise our faith, like do good works, not to merit God's favor, but because we have been equipped to do good works, then we are doing God's bidding, then we are doing exercises of faith. And just like muscles, the more you exercise, the stronger it becomes. That's applicable to faith. So, theologically speaking, you know, we like Latin too much. we talk about fides salvifica, saving faith. To differentiate it, to distinguish it from fides reflexa, reflected faith. Saving faith is what God gives us. Reflected faith is what we do with it. Like we see the poor and we share our bread. We see the blind and we guide them. We see the suffering and then we comfort them. Those are all parts of reflected faith to God. Faith becomes visible when we do the works of faith. Paul says to his son, spiritual son Timothy, one might say, show me your faith without words, and I show you my faith by what I do. So faith will naturally and necessarily produce good works. It's like a banana tree will produce bananas. And if it doesn't produce bananas, it might as well be an oak. Faith produces good works, but not to merit and win and conquer and deserve God's favor or salvation. Some people believe that what they do will invite God's favor. That's wrong. God's favor enables you to do what you do. So it all begins with God. He comes down with His mercy and grace to you in the form of faith. And you let this faith shine in the world. You do, just do good things. Why? Because people with faith that have been blessed by God can be a blessing to others. The fear of the Lord, faith, and love are the same thing. Love is objective. You do not love somebody because they love you if you are a Christian. That's liking. That's human relationship. That's the philia type of love in Greek. You know, agape, philia, and eros. Agape, I love you 100%. That is what God wants us to use in our life. Philia is 50-50. I love you if you love me. Well, that's like a business translation. I give you a dollar, you give me a piece of bread. There is no merit in that. But love, that's spontaneous, that comes from the inside, that looks for the benefit of the other person. And then there is eros, which is selfishness, love of yourself. And Jesus condemns that very sternly. Faith ties us to God and overcomes all kinds of enemies, even death. Even if I make my bed in the depths of the grave, you will be with me. Faith is not broken at physical death. It continues and it thrives. Faith enables us to live productive lives here. And if we are productive, we usually are happy. Because God attached some happiness with accomplishing something. You, even if you bake a cake, you look at it and you feel good. Not to mention the smell in the house. You see, whenever we do something, God attached to accomplishing something, inward happiness, a little reward in the heart. God's gifts of forgiveness, of sins, and eternal life. Those things we take hold of through faith. In the next 2 weeks, I will be able to see the universal nature of faith. We don't have a corner in the market here in New Berlin. Faith is universal, and when Jesus said to the disciples, go into all nations and make disciples, baptizing them those disciples went, North America, South America, Australia, and Africa, and Asia, and Europe. They went everywhere. So everywhere we go, we see buildings with crosses on the top. Ah, my siblings meet there with my God. What a thought. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which is greater than all.